Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Pune-based Serum Institute of India announced early this week that it will manufacture US-based Cotagenix intranasal live weakened COVID-19 vaccine candidate. Serum had received the regulatory approval from the Review Committee on Genetic Manipulation of the Department of Biotechnology. Serum will supply the vaccine for a large-scale safety and efficacy studies even as it prepares to meet the global vaccine supply requirements. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that by the end of this year, government scientists should know whether they have a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19. Fauci is among officials testifying before the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee on Wednesday. As the government's leading infectious disease expert, Fauci also has been a realist about the dangers of coronavirus but also optimistic about the prospects of a vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci has also said Americans likely will need to wear masks and stay socially distant to protect themselves from the virus after a vaccine becomes available as well. The vaccine availability will go a giant step to controlling the infection, but you're not going to completely eradicate it or eliminate it. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci has said. It's also unusual for a vaccine to be 100% effective, he said. Also, some people are skeptical of the vaccinations and may avoid getting a shot. Even if there's enough vaccine available for the entire US population, it will take time to distribute the shots, he said. The feverish race for a coronavirus vaccine got an infusion of energy on Wednesday as Johnson & Johnson announced that it has begun the final stage of its clinical trials, the fourth company to do so in the United States as the country hits a grim milestone of 2 lakh deaths from the pandemic. Johnson & Johnson is a couple of months behind the leaders, but its advanced vaccine trial will be by far the largest, enrolling 60,000 participants. The company said it could know by the end of this year if its vaccine works. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 57,32,518. As many as 86,508 new COVID-19 cases and 1,129 deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 91,149. Reported active COVID-19 cases in India now stand at 9,66,382 and as many as 46,74,987 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. India's COVID-19 recovery rate stands at 80.6% now. The Indian Council of Medical Research has said that over 6.7 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, over 11.5 lakh were tested just yesterday. The COVID-19 case fatality rate due to COVID-19 infection has been recorded at 1.59% now. The second wave of COVID-19 disease is at its peak in Delhi right now, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said on Thursday. He also said that experts feel the number of cases will decline in the coming days. From July 1st to August 17, cases were in control. We noticed that cases increased and it reached 4,500 new COVID-19 cases on September 17 and are now coming down. So experts are believing that the second wave of coronavirus which had hit Delhi is now on peak and its intensity will be less in the coming days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday asked the chief ministers of 7 states worst hit by COVID-19 crisis to make a critical assessment of 1 to 2 day lockdowns that several states have been imposing and the adverse impact these have on the economic activity. The Prime Minister stressed on the need for states to strengthen their tracing tracking strategy to contain the spread of the novel coronavirus infection. Air India Express said Saudi Arabia has permitted outbound passenger flights to India under the Vande Bharat mission. On Tuesday, Saudi Arabia had banned flights to and from India amid the surge in COVID-19 cases. Now, in a tweet on Wednesday night, Air India Express clarified it would not carry passengers from India to Saudi Arabia. Moving on, the 51st edition of the International Film Festival of India, scheduled to be held in Goa from 20th to 28th of November, has been postponed to 16th to 24th January next year and will be held in a hybrid format that will be both virtual and physical. Information and Broadcasting Minister Prakash Javadekar in a statement has said that the decision to postpone the International Film Festival of India was arrived at after he discussed the matter with Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant. INB ministry officials said the decision was taken keeping in mind the COVID-19 situation. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. The Brazilian city of Manaus has witnessed so many COVID-19 infections that the local population may now be benefiting from herd immunity, according to a preliminary study published in Medrix. The novel COVID-19 pandemic has devastated Manaus city situated in the Amazon rainforest. Moving on, a new smartphone app to boost UK's trace and track system to help control the COVID-19 transmissions will now be rolled out across England and Wales on Thursday. The government said businesses will be required by law to display the official National Health Service Quick Response Code posters so that people can check in at different premises with the new app. Features of the app include contact tracing using Bluetooth, risk alerts based on postcode district, QR check-in at venues, symptom checker and test bookings. The Department of Health and Social Care also sought to reassure the public that user privacy and data security lie at the heart of the app rollout. In news from Moscow, Russia's sovereign wealth fund and its partner Kemrar will now supply the COVID-19 drug Abifavir to 17 additional countries, the fund said in a statement on Thursday. Abifavir also gained approval from the Russian Health Ministry in May and is based on Favipiravir, which was developed in Japan and is widely used there as the basis for viral treatments. The first study to analyze the structure of the novel coronavirus from two waves of infection in a major city has found that a more contagious strain dominates recent samples, researchers from Houston Methodist Hospital have said as of Wednesday. Now, they examined more than 5,000 genomes from the virus recovered in the earliest phase of the pandemic in Houston, an ethnically diverse city of 7 million, and from an ongoing more recent wave of infections. The US trial of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine candidate, initially developed by the University of Oxford, remains on hold while regulators investigate an illness in one of the participants, even after a British study and other programs outside of the US have resumed. US Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has said on Wednesday that the continued suspension showed the FDA was taking the vaccine safety seriously. A document posted online by Oxford University last week stated the illness in the British participant that triggered the pause on September 6 may not have been associated with the vaccine. Moving on, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday has announced plans for a strict 2-week nationwide lockdown in a bid to slow a raging COVID outbreak. In a video statement, Netanyahu also said that there would be a full lockdown beginning Friday that would run through October 10th. He also said lockdown would continue for at least another 2 weeks, albeit hopefully with some restrictions eased. France's health minister has unveiled a map of COVID-19 danger zones around the country on Wednesday and gave the hardest hit local authorities, including that of Marseille, days to tighten restrictions or risk having a state of health emergency declared there. Olivier Véran told a news conference the country would be divided into zones by alert level, with Marseille, the second largest city, and French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, for now the only two areas put on the maximum alert level. The British government estimated less than 10,000 people a day are contracting COVID-19. Health Minister Matt Hancock said on Thursday less than during the pandemic's peak, even as numbers testing positive have risen to similar levels. Britain reported 6,178 new daily cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. Hancock also said the proportion of people getting a so-called false positive test result is below 1%. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.